USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has reassigned Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was one of the impeachment witnesses during the inquiry. His twin brother was also reassigned. He was escorted out of the White House only a few hours after the president revealed he still holds a grudge against him.
Well, I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
In a statement, Vindman's lawyer said the truth has cost Vindman his job, his career, and his privacy. There was also retribution against Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who was recalled by the president. In China, the deadly coronavirus has now killed an American citizen. Americans who were evacuated from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus, arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. So far, 720 people have died. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Democratic hopefuls took to the ABC stage on Friday in New Hampshire for another debate.
Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a Democratic Socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's a nominee.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says Mayor Pete Buttigieg may not have enough experience to run the White House. And billionaire activist Tom Steyer says Democrats must focus on the economy.
The question is, how do we beat Trump? How do we take down these Republicans? And the answer is, we've got to show we can take them down on growth, job creation, the economy. We send them packing.
President Trump took some shots at the Democrats, as well as the problems with the Iowa caucuses.
It's embarrassing. Although, I'm not overly embarrassed by it. I see these shows this morning, they're saying, oh, this is a disaster. Trump is going to kill us on this one. They're right.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
People down under have gone from one disaster to another. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Heavy rain is bringing relief to eastern Australia, causing flooding in Sydney and bringing relief to firefighters still dealing with dozens of brush fires in parts of New South Wales. The fire commissioner in New South Wales is optimistic the rain will help extinguish some of the blazes over the coming days. Eldon Alexander is from the United States, and he was part of the contingent of firefighters who went over to Australia to fight fires. And he says it's unfortunate that three Americans died while helping fight the fires.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the conditions over there have been so extreme. They've had so much fire on the ground for over 155 days of significant fire activity. We did lose three American firefighters over there working for Colson Aviation. Retardant plane crash, a very sad situation. You know, it's just everything we can do to help them out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Northrop Grumman plans to launch a cargo capsule to the International Space Station from Virginia on Sunday. It will carry 8,000 pounds of science experiments, crew supplies, and also hardware. The company's Antares rocket will carry a disposable Cygnus capsule and will launch from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility at around 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. After delivering the cargo, the capsule will also take trash from the space station. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.